Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkward.
Social podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. As you can see, I've stepped up the game in terms of the aesthetic of the environment. Now I have a piece of cardboard, which is part of a pizza box that I did a quick drawing on and then put it behind me on my couch while I disassembled a lamp to be able to provide a light source directly in front of me. I'm going all out for you. That's what I'm trying to say. If you guys want me to do better with my lighting, I don't know. Next time I'll bring a flashlight with me. I don't really know. Maybe you can send me one for my birthday. It is, of course, next month, and everybody gets so excited about birthdays that they're going to be like, oh my God, it's your birthday. Let me send you a flashlight or some better lighting. Here, let me send you $2 to be able to do something cool with your set. It's not really a set. It's my living room, and I'm currently sitting in a room with two cats, as I usually am when I record these things. And it is something that I wanted to talk about, not the cats' birthdays. So February 28th at the HaHa in North Hollywood, California. This is going to be 2019, by the way. If you watch this in the future, you missed it. It's too late. But February 28th, 2019 at the HaHa Comedy Club in North Hollywood, I'm going to be doing the first live or comedy show that I've produced in over a year for the Awkwardly Social franchise. And it's also a birthday show. It's not really something I want to do. I don't want to celebrate my birthday per se, but if you promote it that way, then people are going to be like, oh my God, it's his birthday. We got to come out and check it out. And then they're going to have a lot of fun with it. Plus I'm going to have a pretty good comics on it. So you should check it out. If you do want to see it, email me josechavezcomedian@gmail.com. I will set you up with some tickets and we will have ourselves a fucking fantastic time. But that did bring up the whole thing about birthdays. I'm not a person that likes to celebrate myself. I have a tough time receiving gifts without just having like crushing guilt about it. Like, I didn't really deserve this new pair of shoes kind of thing. And so it is something that I am constantly working on. For example, today I had to go out and buy a pair of slippers. The toilet overflowed and caused some damage to the floors. The stuff on the floor, rather, which were my slippers, and there was all this toilet water on them, and I could have washed them, but at the same time, it was pretty fucking gross. So I had to do a lot of laundry, had to clean up a lot of things using bleach, and I needed a new pair of slippers that didn't smell like total skunk ass. Even though the toilet had been cleaned the day before, it's still kind of crazy, but you know how it goes. So I bought them. And then I got a second pair only because the second pair was on sale. I was like, you know what? I kind of like these a little bit more. Turns out I couldn't return the original ones. So now I have two pairs of slippers, and the crushing guilt of owning more than one pair somehow to me is a bit much. I have a tough time with that. So I'm not the person you go to for how do I spoil myself? What do I do to celebrate me? I'm the exact opposite. I don't fully understand it. That's where you guys come in. I did post it on Instagram, and I asked maybe a few minutes before I started recording, so I didn't give it enough time for people to respond. I did get a couple of responses, which was I celebrate the month, but only on the weekends. Another response I got was I celebrate for the week. A month is just too much. Or one day is not enough, which is... I understand everyone has their own logic on how they got to wherever they got to. Neither one really makes sense to me, but to each their own. Now, for myself, I don't like to celebrate more than one day. I have had some pretty great celebrations in the past. When I turned 30, I had a bounce house, an adult bounce house, no kids allowed. We all got crazy drunk, and then we were bouncing around. There was some body slamming going on. There was a slide attached to the bounce house that we were going down, and it could have been disastrous, but luckily it wasn't. For 31st birthday, I think I just had a comedy show in my mom's backyard. 32nd birthday, got people to come out with me to a barcade, which is a 21 and over bar with a 21 and over arcade with a full bar attached to it. And that was amazing. So I like to do things that are very specific to me. And it's at most one day. And even then I put it out there. I'm like, if you're free to come out, come out. No pressure on you. So I don't do a whole lot for me. But when I do it, it's catered specifically to me. And I kind of put things out there in a way where it's like not necessarily inconvenient for other people, but if they really wanted to come out, they would, and you know, at least they'll be able to play some games or whatever. So I don't, as you know, do you tell me, email me, let me know what you think in terms of birthday celebrations. What is too much? What is not enough? You know, is it selfish of you to tell people to do this whole thing, to come out multiple days? The response I got about the whole thing, celebrating just on weekends, I get that. You go out on weekends anyway, you know, but then are you being selfish by telling your friends, hey, I know we usually go out on weekends, but I want this entire month to be specifically dedicated to the places I want to go. Something I did get a response was, just I like birthday months because it means that a lot of people buy food for me, so I save a lot of money that month. I get that. And I also understand that when you have a lot of friends, not everyone is available at the same time, so you have to have a few different celebrations in order to be able to get with people that actually want to celebrate you. Again, I understand all of that, but at the same time, is it too much? I don't know. And I was thinking about this. What would I do if I had a whole week, if I actually gave myself a week to celebrate me? My birthday this year is on a Saturday, but I probably wouldn't want to do anything on that Saturday. My family does like to get together and get cake and all of that for me, but I'm really hoping that none of that happens this year and that I get myself a burger. Again, getting back to it, I don't know how to celebrate me. When people ask, what do I want? They usually get me something comic book themed, something that's very easily something that I would appreciate. And then I sometimes ask for things, be like, get me a nice bottle of whiskey, like something that costs a little more than the traditional, which I don't know what that means because I can't taste the difference between whiskeys most of the time. Certain ones you can, some of them just go down a lot smoother and have a nice taste to them. But you know, when I say a nice bottle, I just mean something I wouldn't traditionally buy. Like I would never buy more than $30 worth of a drink. And even then it's like a much larger bottle, not because it's fancy or anything. You know, it's like $30. Okay, I'm getting enough alcohol for everybody at this party. Not like I'm getting the top shelf shit for myself. I think if I were to say what a nice bottle of whiskey is something over $50, I guess. And that isn't like a party size thing. That's just like a smaller amount. And it's something I wouldn't really get for myself, you know, usually. But something that I would purchase for myself on certain occasions. I don't know. I don't know how to properly put it. But yeah, so how would I do it? You know, like, oh, it's the end of the day. Let me pop open this $55 bottle of whiskey and reflect on my day. Like that would be the super great day for me. But if I had to figure out a whole week, probably some karaoke, more arcades, go to a comedy show. I'm producing this comedy show and then take a day off where I don't have to do anything. I don't have to go anywhere. I could just stay at home and just fucking get super fat. Just eat things like ramen. Ramen is me treating myself. It's like two packs of ramen. And this is what I do that people don't like. So don't judge me. I put cheese in it. You know, if like I get the chicken packets of the ramen and then I put two slices of the Kraft singles in there and I mix it within and it gives a nice little taste to it. That's my personal thing. That's what I would do for me for my birthday. So, again, I'm not the authority to go to for indulging, but that is how I would take care of myself. What would you do? Tell me, what would you do if you could celebrate your birthday? I'm not even talking about like money's no object. I'm not saying if you had $1 million. I'm saying is if theoretically in your current existence, the way that you are right now, what would you do to celebrate yourself? You know, with your income or with your friends or with your means, whatever way you want to phrase it, you know, where would you go? If you could, you know, gave yourself enough time to prepare yourself or anything like that, be reasonable, be feasible. That kind of stuff would be great to know. Because every time I think about how I would spoil myself, I could never actually do it. And there's nothing wrong with those that do. It's just that I don't know how. I think of like Parks and Rec when they do treat yourself. Again, fucking shoom, goes right over my head. Yeah, that's pretty much it on that one. So I'm going to end the video version of the podcast. If you want to hear the audio, the complete one, it's going to be available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and subscribe on those podcast platforms. You know, rate, subscribe, give me a nice review. Let me know if you want to watch some more stuff, and I'll put more videos up. I'm going to be posting a lot more content in the coming days, so stick around for that. So for the video version, see y'all real soon. For the audio version, I'll talk to you guys in a minute. All right, so this part right here is specifically for those who want to hear me but don't really want to see me. 10 minutes of video is all that you really need when it comes to this face. Anything more than that is overkill and unnecessary. I don't want to inconvenience any of you with my face, so you're welcome. I really did do a makeshift rearranging the lights to try to be able to get a better view of my face, which isn't saying a whole lot, especially since the new year has started. I have not been eating the healthiest, so my face is rounding out a little bit. But that's okay, because I know now that I'm capable of just hitting the gym a little bit and getting back to it. It's not as hard as it was previously, and I'm going to be just fine, as so will you. I didn't say that right, but whatever. I'm going to be too lazy to edit this part out. I already did the part previously. I don't want to do more work than that. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's Sunday night for me. It's probably Monday morning for you when you're listening to this. You're on your way to your work, and you're going to sit down next to your coworkers, and you're going to look at them, and you're going to run into your coworker who's celebrating their birthday month, and you're going to judge them a little bit. Don't do that. I know you want to. I know I want to. I used to be so judgmental when it came to people who would celebrate more than one day. They're like, you're so fucking selfish. You know what? Dial it back a little bit, buddy. You don't need to do that. But now I'm more understanding. Some might even say I'm a little more patient. Who knows? If you want to get me something for my birthday, I like socks, I guess. I think if I had a thing that people would know to get for me, it would be like a gift card for a comic book shop or something like that. I just end up getting a whole bunch of things for Amazon or BevMo. That would be fine. Renew my BevMo account for me. I don't know if you actually pay for that, but whatever. I'm too lazy. I don't do topical stuff, really. But I did just watch the Golden Globes. We watched it, and it was... I understand what they wanted to do. I get what they were going for. The criticism of these award shows is always that they run too long, that they do the things that nobody really cares about. The humor is never really natural, and it's weird how slow it goes. And they tried to pick up the pace, but in doing so, they were being very sort of rude to the recipients. Like, the recipients didn't get a chance to properly express themselves, except for fucking Regina King. She did not. She was like, fuck you guys. I'm going to keep talking and deliver the message I want to deliver. For that, fucking bravo. That was awesome. I enjoyed watching that part. Everything else was okay. Andy Samberg was fine on it. And what's the other one? Sarah Oh? I forget that. Sandra Oh. Thank you very much. Sandra Oh. I don't know. I didn't watch the shows that she was on. But it was, you know, the hosting was fine. It was fun. It was quick and didn't really sit on it too much, which made you think like, oh, God, why are they drawing such long bits that are clearly failing? The one thing that was super fucking frustrating, more so than the fact that they just didn't give people a chance to properly speak, was... they either didn't do a good job with the audio mixing, or they just had no control over wrangling all the people that were sitting in the audience, because there was so much talking going on during the award show. Like, everybody was just having a conversation, not paying any attention. So there was, in between, while the hosts were saying their jokes or preparing whatever segment they were going to do, everyone was just in the audience talking and paying no mind to the hosts or the speakers that they had coming and introducing each segment, which I get it. That's kind of the worst part. Not everybody's funny. Not everything lands the way they want it to, but it felt really fucking rude. It was, if that was an actual comedy show, which is like the shit that you do at a comedy club in front of like 20 to 200 people, that's so unprofessional on that level. Now imagine putting that you know, in front of dozens, if not hundreds, of celebrities and filmmakers, and then putting cameras on there so that millions can watch it. And it's just this train wreck of an event. I'm sure it wasn't as bad as how I perceived it, but it definitely felt a little kind of falling apart-ish. I don't really know. I can't speak much for award shows. I used to skip those, much like I would skip a lot of things, like homework. I don't know why I said that. I'm just putting that out there. I'm still sort of bouncing around with some ideas. I had this week worked with my stepdad and had a conversation about what I was going to be doing in the near future. Comedy is amazing and I love it. I definitely want to keep going with that. But I also want to do things to educate myself to get things a little bit further. And one of the suggestions I received was to become a contractor, which in theory sounds pretty smart because you run your own business and you contract or you have employees go out to work on certain things. But I was given this a suggestion having no knowledge of how to do anything. I mean, I fell apart trying to help him paint and, you know, had a tough time with that. And I'm sure it's just because manual labor isn't 100% my thing. But it did make me realize in that moment that, A, I can't just peace out on the ideas that I have or the aspirations that I have. And B, that if I'm going to really find what I want to do, that I have to do more studying, more growing, more expanding myself, something more than I'm already doing, because it's rude of me to it's selfish. I'm punishing myself by not giving myself those opportunities. So, you know, I gave it a try. I don't think I'm gonna stop doing it. I'm still gonna help the guy out, but contracting is definitely not what I'm gonna be doing. Production work is more along of what I want to do, at least for now, until comedy really becomes something amazing or I can do something great with animation or whatever. I should do voiceover. I can do character voices. That's not true. I can't do any kind of character. I think I could do it in the moment when I'm trying to be jokey, but if I try to recreate what I had just done, it never works out. I can never do the same impersonation twice, and if I do, it's usually like one or two words, nothing more than that. But you know, I'll figure out my strength and then perfect it from there. I think podcasting for now is a pretty decent thing to do. I had somebody who I know through social media, not somebody I would say is a personal friend, but someone whom had more of a radio career, and then that kind of went in the back burner the way that society started to go, where the radio stations just switched everything to. I mean, there's this thing that you do in radio. So when you're listening to a local station, a lot of times it's not really local people. So they'll have a one guy out of Santa Clarita in California who will do 20 different introductions, and then those get fed to 20 different stations, you know, around the country. You know, and that way it seems like it's a local DJ, but it's not. And then they just kind of play this music that gets sent to all of them. So eventually they start letting DJs go because they outsource their programming, and it all gets done, you know, in California or wherever they select to go from. So she was a victim of that. And we've had a conversation about this. In fact, she's going to be coming on the podcast soon. You know, podcasting was a thing that she started to do and was doing some pretty great things. It's more political than what I do, definitely way more political, but it's what speaks true to her, especially right now in the current climate, how things are going. So I encourage all of you to do the same. You know, if you haven't figured out exactly what your voice is or what you want to say or do, just do something more in the meantime. I got a message the other day from somebody whom I used to do volunteer work with. And she started her own podcast. She started a video sort of blog thing. And I'm going to check it out this week. And I'm glad that kind of stuff is sort of getting out there, because everybody deserves a chance to express themselves, to figure themselves out. Maybe be more honest with yourself and tell yourself, okay, I should be able to edit myself down a little bit and give more thought into something. But, you know, at least you're putting yourself out there. You're trying to put something together, and then it'll either stick or it won't. But if it does stick, great for you. If not, at least you know that you gave it a try and you're not going to walk around saying, oh, I never did this thing. I should have tried this thing. That's always what it is. People always say like, oh, I should go into comedy and try it once. Fucking do it and be done with it. You either love it or you don't. You either get addicted or you don't. You can do it for a couple of years and then just tell yourself, okay, I'm done. Or you can say, I'm going to go all in and just do this forever as a thing. Doesn't matter how long you do it, just fucking try it and stop being that person that talks about it all the time. That's it. I'm going to wrap up this episode. Have a great week. There'll be a new episode coming out this Thursday. Again, February 28th at the Ha Ha Comedy Club in North Hollywood, California. I'm going to be doing a show. It's going to be the Awkward Social Comedy Show. The lineup will be announced soon. But if you like this podcast, you will like my live shows, as I tend to produce them approximately the same way, just with other people who are much funnier than I am. Email me, Jose Chavez Comedian, to suggest topics, to talk about what you think you would want to do if you celebrated more than one day for your birthday, if you want to just shoot the shit, if you want to get contacted for stuff, if you need to express things because of the whole therapy thing, which I always encourage for everybody. Email, again, josechavezcomedian@gmail.com. Follow me on social medias at @IamJoseChavez, awkwardlysocialcomedy.com. Rate, subscribe, leave some reviews. Let other people know about this. Let's keep this shit going. Y'all take care. Have yourselves a great week, and I will bug you real soon.